was 2034, in the era of permanent war. He lived in a room alone, where a camera taped his every move. His emails were monitored, along with smartphone conversations, all worked until 75, but few at that age were alive. All the money he earned went for rent, all the food they gave him was just junk. One firm controlled all markets, and no unions limited profits. 6 days a week all did work, without benefits for the sick. 10 hours a day were required, and those caught talking were soon fired. If you were sacked from your job, you were forced to move from the men's dorms, and locked in a prison all day, and beaten at night viciously. Then marched into the poison showers to save the cost of caring for elders. No homeless men roamed the streets, 'cause cops shot them down secretly. It was 2034, in the era of permanent war. He lived in a room alone, where a camera taped his every along with smartphone conversations, all worked until 75, but few at that age were alive. Every month on the TV screen showed a new foreign war battle scene. Every year a building collapsed, and thousands would die at the office. Foreign agents would be blamed, and in revenge the space weapons would rain on cities outside the USA, and the earth was destroyed day by day. Young women now face a draft, and were forced to be in combat. 8 years of war service were required if you failed to enlist. Soldiers occupy campus spaces, and gyms replace library spaces. Music still had a rock beat, and selfish people ripped off the weak. It was 2034, in the era of permanent war. He lived in a room alone, where a camera taped his every move. His emails were monitored, along with smartphone conversations, all worked until 75, but few at that age were alive. In 2034 they proclaimed, we live in a new golden age. Our robots now keep us all free, and reveal what your brains are thinking. Jealous complain, because they're losers and untrained. The able can all become rich, in a society that we've made perfect. But it was 2034, in the era of permanent war. He lived in a room alone, where a camera taped his every move. His emails were monitored, along with smartphone conversations, all worked until 75.